think what would happen today if every one of us could honestly and truly believe that Jesus Christ is the fountain of life within me. It doesn't mean immediately that you're going to raise the dead or open the eyes of the blind, but it means that you have Him, that you delight yourself in Him, that He is able to reveal Himself in the little duties of your daily life. And it will be no more you, but it'll be Christ. And maybe you wouldn't have a single gift, and people wouldn't see anything extraordinary in you, but you would see something extraordinary. You would draw from that fountain. It would be Jesus and not yourself. And when Jesus here teaches His disciples to pray in His name, He says, I say not that I will pray for you. He speaks of that mystery which so few people apprehend. You can almost always tell when people get the light. You can tell by their praying. They stop this baby talk that so often disgraces our prayer meetings. And they begin to talk definitely and personally. And they talk to God as if God was their Father. It's Christ in them. Christ somehow has come to be revealed inside of them, and they are no more praying. It's Christ that prays in them. And He always addresses the Father, and He does it with a definiteness and with a faith that allows of no question mark. I remember how Mrs. Robinson used to pray. She would stand, and instead of hanging up her family wash, she would say, I ask Father so-and-so, and that was that. And then it would happen. That's the prayer of faith. Ye shall ask in my name.